Hello.
Look who's making breakfast.
It's Keith and Dawn in the Morning Mix.
This junk was hardly worth getting up for.
On Mix 96.7 WBVI.
Well, we are pleased to have with us on the other end of our line, Joy Shepherd, who is a real live homeschooler. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So great to talk to you all.
Joy actually is one of our friends. She is a former teacher for the Tiffin City Schools, and she taught the Heights program, which is the higher education. Go ahead and finish that off because I don't remember.
Harvesting excellence in gifted and highly talented students.
There you go.
You also worked with students at St. Francis at one point, I believe.
That is correct. Yeah. I worked at the Earth Literacy Center for several years.
Yeah. And then, now you're a mom and you're homeschooling, and all of a sudden...
That's correct.
Now, how long have you homeschooled your kids?
Well, our oldest is 9 years old, and I didn't go back to teaching after he was born, so I've been home with him, and we now have three little boys, 9, 7, and 4,
and they're cute.
And we've been homeschooling ever since.
Yeah.
What is your typical day like with them as a homeschool mom?
Yeah, well, we have a pretty structured schedule. My husband likes to say we're characterized by our schedule, not controlled by it. So we do provide quite a bit of structure. We start with breakfast and some morning time we do together, and then we go into different subjects. Because of their ages, we do a lot of breaks. We'll work for about 40 minutes, take a play break or a movement break, and then go back to the table and do some more. So we do that kind of throughout the day. We usually finish up by about 2 o'clock.
Joy, do you have a certain place within your home that you separate out as the school room or the place where you do your work versus like the dining room table?
Well, actually, right now our dining room table is our school room. We are going to be moving here in the next couple months to a home that will provide a dedicated schoolroom. But really, you can learn anywhere. So oftentimes, we'll start at the kitchen table for our morning time, and then we might move into the living room and snuggle on the couch to read a book together. Then we might move to the dining room table to do our math or science studies. It just varies a little bit throughout the days, but... we do try to change locations a little bit with the age of our students. Younger students need to move around quite a bit more than the older ones.
What tip can you give to a mom who has, in your case, you've had kids that have been in the homeschool environment their whole life. They know what that's all about.
Right.
Now you've got kids that are now home from school.
They're forced into this.
Right. And so what tips can you give to moms to be able to transition?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have to understand that we've all been thrown into this. Even our day looks very different in the midst of COVID-19 than it did 2 months ago. In a given week, 2 months ago, we would have gone out to the public library. We would have done field trips. We would have been out and about all over the community. During this time, it's so different. So I try to remind people that we're not truly homeschooling in this time. We're crisis schooling, which is going to be so different because we have such a range of emotions that we're coping with. We have so much uncertainty in this time. So my first tip is to stay calm and take care of your own mental health. You cannot possibly provide a high quality educational experience for your children if you are in a moment of high anxiety or stress. So you really have to try, and I know it's hard. This is hard for me too. We have to try our best to stay calm, take care of our own mental health, so that then we can provide the needed structure and care for our children. So mental health is my first tip. Stay calm. Take care of yourself. Go out and take a walk if you need to. If you feel your anxiety rising or you feel like you're about to lose it, take a breath, take a step away, because caring for your emotional health of your children is far more important than any math lesson or any book you'll ever read. You have to make them feel loved and secure in this uncertain time. So then my second point would be provide structure. help them by having some kind of routine. If your student is from the public schools and they're used to having a very structured day, teachers in the public schools literally say the same things every single day at given times. Now, you don't have to script your whole day, but do try to be characterized by a routine so that they get used to having, you know, get up at the same time, have a healthy breakfast, do a lesson, let them move a little bit, come back and do another lesson, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Do you find that also works? So maybe for the younger grades, but for the older grades, like I have two, one's in college, one's in high school, and they kind of do their own thing with school. They get it done, but they do their own thing. Do you still find that helps out the structure with older kids?
It sure does. Now, with the older kid, it's important at any age that you know your kid, you know what they need. We also have a 20-year-old nephew living with us, and he is still working outside of the home in a food service industry. And he works very late, so he needs to sleep in a little bit in the morning before he can get up and start working on his college work. But I do work with him on making sure he has a set schedule, and we go over what his goals are for the week so that he knows he needs to manage his time well. And he's extremely independent and very bright, so he does most of that himself. But just checking in with them, reminding them to finish strong, it gets really discouraging when you haven't been with your friends and in a normal routine for a while. So just encouraging them to finish strong, checking in with them and making sure they're doing okay emotionally as well is very important. Get them talking to you. If they're not usually very communicative with you, now is a great time to try to break down some of those barriers and get your teens talking about how they're feeling, about what they're going through, and checking in with them to make sure they're communicating with their teachers on their schoolwork.
Wow.
Yeah, that structure is just as important for the older ones as it is for the younger ones.
What about for a family where one of the parents is still working? They're mm-hmm. in an essential job, and they're working, mm-hmm. and everything is laid on that one other parent that's home. How do you, the best that you can do?
You really do. Every single day during a crisis, you just take lots of deep breaths, do the best you can do. In our situation here, like I mentioned, my nephew's working outside of the home, so you have the added stress of making sure he's cleaning and disinfecting before he comes back home. But we also have, my husband is working from home during this time. So it puts a little more pressure on us to keep the children a little quiet if he's on a conference call or if he's on a Zoom meeting or something like that. So you do. You have to communicate really well with the working spouse and make sure that you're helping provide what they need. And working together as a team now is a great opportunity to do some marriage strengthening, some relationship building, discuss really well what you need your day to look like and how you can support each other in that. And just trying to take care of your own health, making sure you're getting enough rest and eating well, that kind of thing helps too to keep us all healthy.
Joy, are there resources out there for people who, like me, I love English. I could teach English all day long, but when it comes to math or science, forget it. Are there resources out there for parents for topics that they may not be well versed in?
Sure. There are a plethora of free resources right now. Even resources that are typically a subscription, monthly payment kind of thing are offering free memberships for this COVID-19 situation. So you can take advantage of some things that you would normally have to pay for. During this time, they're offering those for free. So a couple ways you can get in touch with those resources. One, just doing a Google search for, let's say I have a fifth grader who needs some math work. So you could do a Google search for fifth grade math work, and just a wide variety of resources will pop up. You can click on those. I also sent you several links mm-hmm. that you can post on your website, Dawn, so I know you'll be posting those.
Please be aware.
I
just want to say, be aware when you go on Google, if you're not used to Google, ads will come up as search items in the beginning. Go scroll down past where it says ad. Because if you go to an ad, you're just going to get someone trying to get you to buy something. So you want to scroll a little further down.
True. That is so true. Scroll a little bit down where past the things that say add. Another thing to keep in mind, some of these free resources that are being offered do require you, and if they do, you have to be very careful. They require you to enter a credit card number, and after your free trial is up, they will start charging you if you don't cancel. So you have to watch out for those things. Some of the resources are not requiring a credit card right now because they don't want to deal with everybody canceling in 60 days. So check those things out. Just be cautious and be aware that if you do give them your credit card number, you're going to have to cancel when the trial is over. There's another resource as well. I have created, just a couple weeks ago, in light of all of this, a Facebook group called Joyful Homeschool. So if you are on Facebook and you want to find a free group where you can just search for resources, feel free to join or request to join the Faithful Homeschool group. You do have to answer a question like, are you currently homeschooling because you choose to or currently homeschooling because of COVID? And that lets me know who you are and where you're coming from. And then I will allow you to join the group, and you can look through those resources that I've posted there, and I'll be updating that very regularly, so you have a wide variety of fun things to do that are also educational. And I also want to mention, some families are feeling so overwhelmed because their schools are providing a very rich collection of resources for their students to use. I know here in my state, we have what is called NTI, which is non-traditional instruction, that we use for things like snow days or if the school has to close because of illness. Well, our schools are providing a wide variety of resources, and some students are feeling so overwhelmed because they cannot get through their NTI packet in one day. So for those families that have too much to do, I would also say give yourself grace. Start with the reading and the math. If you can keep your students' reading and math skills up, that's going to be the most important thing to keep them learning as they move forward. If they can read well and they can solve math problems, they can learn any other subject area. So keep those two subjects in the forefront. That's not downplaying the importance of history and sociology and all that kind of stuff. Those are important too. But if you have to do basics, stick with the reading and math. Read aloud to your children at any age, and make sure they are reading every day. Joy, that will keep them sharp.
How important is it to communicate with the teacher, your instructor, in this time to make sure that they know if you're tripping up on a subject?
Yes, that is essential. Our teachers all over the nation are so generous with their time, and they want to see students succeed. I have never met a teacher who would not give extra time to help a student succeed, even if it is at a distance. And our teachers are struggling right now because they miss their students. They thrive in being in the classroom. So, yes, please reach out to your teachers. Find out what the best way to reach out to them is, whether that's a phone call, a text message, an email, whatever that is. And if your student is struggling, it is better to communicate early with a struggle than it is to try to fix it yourself or go on for days before you reach out, okay? Because you just fall farther behind if you're not keeping up. So, yes, please reach out to your teachers. If you're not getting the support that you need from your teachers, maybe contact another parent in that class who has a student in that class and see if they can help you out as well.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so much for spending time. Again, it's Joyful Homeschool is the Facebook page. And Joy Shepherd has been our guest. And we'll put that up as a podcast, too, as well, for those that may have missed it. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you so much,
Joy. Thank you so much.
Give our best to Charlie.
We will get through this. I sure will. And remember, here's my tagline, guys. We can do hard things. We will get through this. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
stay
Joy.
Healthy.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Joy Shepherd. She's a homeschooling guru.
Indeed, indeed. We'll check the weather forecast coming up in just a moment.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great